Hey guys, welcome to the E-commerce Paradise podcast. I'm your host, Trevor. And today's episode is all going to be about questions to ask yourself before starting with e-commerce. Now, before I get into the episode, I have a few updates to let you guys know about. Some exciting news. I actually built a new website for E-commerce Paradise. And on that website, you can go check it out at ecommerceparadise.com, all one word. On that website, you can get coaching directly from me. So you just scroll down and choose the coaching product, and then you can purchase it in a half hour, 60 minute or 90 minute session. And this coaching includes a phone call over Skype or Facebook video chat, and I can go over any part of your online business, your e-commerce business, your dropshipping business, and try to help you move past obstacles and push past barriers. And I'm really excited to help the community out that way. I'm also offering a demo website building package. So if you're just getting started out, or you're started out but you don't want to spend the time to building an extra website, or you just need a really good optimized demo site built so you can get suppliers, well, I'm your guy to go to. I've been doing this for years now, and I have a really good system in place, and I can create some really, really awesome websites. So I will do that for you, so you can check that out. And the other thing too, I am also doing is a conversion rate optimization evaluation of your e-commerce website if you already have one. If you're struggling to get sales and you really want to make a big splash in your industry, you want to get some sales, you want to start converting some of that traffic you're sending to your website, I'm your guy to go to. I've been doing conversion rate optimization for a long time. It's kind of my forte, is to get a website optimized really good and then get it out there and start sending really good optimized traffic to it. So all in all, this will be a really good package, I think, for people that are just starting out, and they can get an understanding of, how to better their website, and then also tips for, future optimizations as well. All right, with that being said, there is one more cool update I have for you guys. I am making courses now. I've created a membership site, and you can go ahead and go to ecommerceparadise.com and click the courses button at the top. It'll take you to my Teachable website, where you can actually sign up for my free dropship video course. And that's for beginners that are just starting out. So if you're new with e-commerce, new to dropshipping, but you do want to get into it and start making some money online, that's a great place to start. You'll get a really good idea of everything from what e-commerce is and what dropshipping is and how it works, to niche selection and how to get good suppliers, how to choose products to sell. So everything's really good in there. I think it's a multi-$100 course, maybe even, thousands of dollars, but I offer it for free because I want to help the community out. I want to get you guys going. So definitely sign up for that. And you can also sign up for my Dropship Niche Hacks course, where I really go into depth. I go more than just surface level talking about stuff. I actually show you using my web browser, researching niches online, finding competitors, finding profitable products to sell. And I break it all down for you step by step. I even have a whole list of websites you can go ahead and model after, and different suppliers that you can actually call up, because I know for sure that they dropship. That's only $47 for that course for a limited time. As I put more niche reports in there, the price will go up, and I do plan on doing that throughout 2018. So every month consider is probably going to go up another $50. So jump in now. It's only a one-time payment, $47. You get access to all the future niche reports that I put in that course. It's called Dropship Niche Hacks. Again, just go to ecommerceparadise.com, and at the top or the bottom of the website, and click the courses button. It'll take you right there. All right, guys, with that out of the way, I want to get into today's podcast episode. So this is, again, questions to ask yourself before starting with e-commerce. This is kind of a beginner's thing, and I think that it's really important because, people first getting into e-commerce and building a dropship website, there's a lot involved, and you probably know it's a lot involved. If you're a beginner and you're listening to this, I'm going to talk to you. If you're not a beginner and you've been doing e-commerce for a long time, this might also be relevant to you in some ways, because as life goes on, you do have to make some sacrifices, and you do have to kind of change your lifestyle to fit your new career. And truthfully, guys, the e-commerce really is a career path in life. People talk about what career they're going to go into after high school. They're going to get a degree and go to college and stuff like that. People spend tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of dollars in these really expensive MBAs and stuff like that, just hoping that they'll get a job when they get into the workplace in management or something like that at a big firm. But the truth is, these days, it's harder and harder to get these jobs. They're more competitive, and more startup businesses are actually becoming the big businesses that are hiring. And a lot of times they don't even look at college degrees. They want to see what your past results have been, and if you're like a freelancer and a go-getter kind of a person, they're probably more apt to actually choose you over somebody who just, went to school and doesn't have any actual real world experience. So speaking of careers, a career really is a lifestyle change. You know, you consider how much time you spend working every single day. And at the workplace, for instance, you know, you'll spend probably 8 hours, 10 hours a day working if it's a really, you know, grueling job, and sometimes up to, you know, 6 days a week. And so it can be tough, you know, and you spend a lot more time at your workplace than a lot of other places. So consider that e-commerce is a lot like that. You're going to be working from home a lot. And working from home means that you're not going to have all the different, all the different distractions and stuff like that, and all the different people coming at you that a workplace normally has. So you'll kind of have to be your own boss. And it's a lifestyle in the sense that you really have to be better at time management. You have to really be better at project management. You're going to have to get really good at people management and managing their projects and manage their time so that your business flows, consistently. And so my question for you is, are you really prepared to change your entire lifestyle? Because that's really is what it's going to take. Before I started e-commerce, my lifestyle was all about, you know, waking up, going to work. After work, I'd go skate. You know, after that, I'd go relax, take a shower, eat some food, maybe go out and watch a movie or something like that. Just hang out, watch, TV or watch, read magazines, skate magazines or something like that. After I started my e-commerce business, that all changed. It was all about, finding financial freedom. And so the ability to actually not have to work a day job anymore. And I could work wherever I wanted to. I could travel the world and stuff like that. Things I wasn't able to do all the time when I had a day job. And so I decided that, I was willing to make those sacrifices to, change my lifestyle on a day-to-day basis and work way more on my time off on my own business, than I was going to have to if I didn't choose that lifestyle. So I was prepared to make that lifestyle change. But that's the biggest question, I think, first, is that are you prepared to make that lifestyle change? And of course, I mentioned this, but are you prepared to make sacrifices? I mean, these sacrifices are really important. When I was first starting out, I sacrificed my TV. I actually sold it. I sacrificed a video game system. I got rid of that. And I sacrificed a lot of stuff, a lot of time. I started waking up before work and working. I started working on my website during work, on breaks, like 15-minute break or whatever. You normally just go to the break room or something and chill out, read Facebook feed or something like that. But instead of that, I'd actually chill in my office and just, put the do not disturb sign on the door and work on my website. They didn't really care, as long as I was working hard at work, and I was, and so it was fine. But that's what I did. I decided, I went ahead and sacrificed all my downtime, and I had spent my downtime working on my e-commerce business and building it. And the other thing too is, you have to learn. And so you really have to make sacrifices as far as entertainment goes in exchange for learning. So you have to, instead of going to the movies all the time, consider watching YouTube videos about how to do e-commerce, that kind of stuff. At that time in my life, I was young enough to qualify for free financial aid to go to college. So I actually went to a community college and took actual business courses. And it was very eye-opening. It was good to see, all the different types of businesses that are out there and all the different types of businesses you can start and stuff like that. So that was really cool. And it did help me a lot. Every single class, I was able to not just talk with my fellow students, but also conversate with the professor. I would actually stay after class a lot and have conversations with the professor if the topic of the day was something that was interesting me or I had some kind of difficulties in my online business. Because while I was going to school, I was building my online business, my website. So, and I didn't really know what I was doing. The only mentors I had were people that didn't really do that. They just, they had experience in other businesses. So I had to, kind of find help wherever I could. And I did, I made do really well, and I think I grew it pretty consistently well and did pretty well with it. But you will have to be willing to make sacrifices like that. You're going to really have to change your lifestyle, sacrifice all the BS entertainment that you usually have during the day. The same thing goes with a lot of other things in life. If you want to get healthy, you got to sacrifice eating junk food. If you want to get fit, you got to sacrifice laziness and couch potato days for gym days. And that's just what comes with the territory. And then as far as learning goes, are you prepared to learn new skill sets? Because that's going to be really, really, really important to your success as an entrepreneur, is learning skill sets. Because building a business means you're going to be wearing a lot of different hats, and you're going to have to learn a lot of different things, like how to build a website. You're going to have to learn how to do some coding. You're going to have to learn how to write copy, sales copy. You're going to have to learn how to drive paid traffic, paid ads, cost per click stuff, Google AdWords. Facebook advertising, things that aren't user-friendly up front that are really confusing to learn, you're going to have to just dig in and figure it out. If you're really good at that, if you like, you know, if you're kind of a DIY kind of person, you like setting up tables from IKEA or, you know, building kind of stuff on your own or whatever, you know, you might be good for it. And if you're not, if you're the type of person that always needs someone else's help, you might struggle a little bit in the beginning. And it is a really good idea to get a mentor or a coach to help you out along the way so that you don't get hung up and give up. And along with all that is that you need to be prepared to be fearless and take risks. You know, so my question is for you, are you prepared for that? Are you prepared to be absolutely fearless about, you know, going in certain directions and learning what works and what doesn't work? And, you know, take risks with your time, take risks with your money. And especially if you're just starting out, you should obviously take more risks with time as opposed to money. But as things go on, you will take small risks with little bits of money here and there. And it's important to understand that these risks, these small risks, can lead to big rewards. And the bigger risks you take, usually the bigger the rewards are. So you have to understand that as you learn new skill sets and stuff like that, you really have to be fearless to learn and fearless to take action and implement. Don't be afraid to break things. Breaking things is a normal part of life. And, you know, it's really not that big of a deal, actually, when you think about it. You know, some of the most famous inventors, like Thomas Edison, he tried and tried and tried to make a light bulb hundreds and hundreds of times. And sometime, you know, around the thousandth time, he actually finally figured it out and made it work. So, you know, you're just going to figure things out. And even if you have mentors and coaches, sometimes they aren't reachable or whatever. You're just going to have to figure stuff out on your own. So you really have to be fearless to experiment, take risks, and not give up. You know, you really want to just have that determination, persistence to not give up. All right, guys, the next thing you really want to ask yourself before starting an e-commerce business or getting started with the e-commerce lifestyle, what's your number? You know, what is the dollar amount that it will take for you to be financially free? And so the first place you should really start is how much can you lower your expenses to be comfortable in living in life? You know, so a lot of people, they have expenses like expensive cars, expensive rent, whatever. Can you downsize your living space? Can you downsize to a less expensive car, get rid of the car entirely, get a bicycle or something like that instead, a bus pass, whatever, a metro pass? Are there lifestyle changes you're willing to make that will help you downsize your monthly expenses to the point where you could possibly become financially free with a passive income of around a few thousand dollars a month? You know, I know that living in an expensive city, Los Angeles or New York, for instance, will cost you $5,000 or more per month in living expenses. And it's true. And that's just what it is, you know, there it is. But at the same time, if you choose to live in a different place, like, for instance, I'm looking at Tampa, Florida right now. I think it's a really cool city. Living expenses are quite a bit less there. And it's a sales income tax free state as well. So you can dramatically lower your cost of living just by looking at options and by changing your lifestyle a little bit. And then all of a sudden that number doesn't have to be so high. So financial freedom is all about making enough money passively as possible so that you can live the life of your dreams. You know, whatever that means, it doesn't have to mean you're flying private jets all across the world all the time, you know, sipping cocktails at you know, roof bars every night. You know, you can just chill and be totally relaxed all the time and you're financially free. It just means that you don't have to be adhered to any sort of a job or location, that you can move around here and there. And you'd be surprised that there's places on the earth that are outside the US, of course, that are in places like Malaysia or Thailand or Bali, Indonesia, Philippines, places that are Vietnam, places that are very inexpensive to live and, you know, pretty fun. Yeah, sure, they're maybe a little bit more, you know, underdeveloped than the Western world, but of course, you know, that kind of comes with the territory and it can be really fun and enlightening and exciting experience to go to those places and to actually spend some time there. Like, for instance, in Thailand, you can get a 30-day visa on arrival for free. So you can just fly there, you know, spend 30 days, you know, have some sort of a flight out of the country to one of the neighboring countries that costs like, you know, $30 to $50 or something like that, and come back and you got another 30 days. So you really don't have to pay a bunch of money to get out here. Tickets are pretty cheap. If you fly to Thailand from San Francisco, for instance, the prices are about half what they are from everywhere else. So check that out. But, you know, going back to what the basic question was, what is your number? If you want to make $10,000 a month, for instance, a lot of people like that number, $10,000, sounds really nice. You can live in an expensive place like LA or New York. What's it gonna take you to get there? What is it going to take, you know, business-wise to get there? How many sales is it gonna take? So consider taxes, consider insurance, consider all your living expenses. And then beyond that, what's the profit going to be like? So, how many dollars of products do you have to sell? What's the profit margin going to have to look like? And how many sales are you going to have to make? And if you can break all that down, you'll have a really good game plan financially, a financial game plan with your business plan so that you know where you need to be. And if you're not meeting those goals on a quarterly basis, you need to go back to the drawing board and figure out why and make those adjustments. And if need be, hire a mentor or a coach to help you get there. All right. And then one of the last ones I have here is, what are your dreams? Ask yourself that, because it's really important. As you become an e-commerce entrepreneur, you won't have as many people around you all the time unless you actually intentionally put them there, or put yourself in places like that where there's a lot of people to socialize with. So it can become depressing at times because you have to work really hard. And so if your dreams are to travel around the world and meet cool people, make sure you have a bucket list. Make sure you have a plan to actually do that, because it's really important that you put that down and you make that a reality for yourself. If you don't, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. And it's so true, because I've caught myself too, where it's like, okay, I don't really know exactly what I want to do. I kind of have an idea, but you can only do so much in a certain period of time. And it's just important to have those wants, I want to go to Nepal and see Kathmandu. That's one of my big wants in life. I want to go to India and travel around all these big cities and stuff like that and see them. I want to see the Taj Mahal. I want to go to Egypt and see and go to Cairo, see the pyramids. I want to get out to Morocco. I want to get out to the Las Palmas, Grand Canary Islands. I want to get out to Barcelona again. I want to see Eastern Europe. I want to go to South America. I want to go to South Africa and see Cape Cod and all that. I want to go to Australia, New Zealand, Tasmania. I have plans in place to go to China finally, Hong Kong, Japan, Seoul, South Korea, Taiwan. So there's a lot of cool places that I really want to go. And I know a lot of you guys listening to this podcast like to travel also. So I just want you to know it's a great idea to look at the map, look at the globe, and write a bucket list of all the places you want to go. Google Maps has a really cool tool where you can actually mark a place as want to go, and it's like a little green ribbon or something like that. And I have my Google account, my Gmail account, my maps. If I go in there, I see places all around the world that I want to go. And it's really cool and it's exciting. And I know that if I keep working really hard to accomplish my goals, my financial goals with e-commerce businesses, that I can achieve those travel dreams. And that's an amazing thing. Of course, as you grow older, like I am, I'm 30 years old now, so I'm still pretty young, comparatively speaking, with a lot of other entrepreneurs. I am getting to that stage in life where, I might be ready to settle down the next 5 or 10 years, have children, start a family, have a house. So that's becoming my part of my long-term vision, my long-term goals, and that might be a part of yours as well. So make sure you put those down too. You want to have kids, if you already have kids, you want to have more kids, or just a bigger house or whatever, you take them on travel and stuff like that, make that a part of your life. Go for it, and you should. Your dreams are a really important part of your e-commerce lifestyle, and having financial independence means you can actually accomplish those dreams more often than you would without it. People that have a normal job, they can take a week off per year or something like that, 2 weeks off per year if they're lucky. You can take off a week, every month or two. So go for it, make that a part of your lifestyle, make that your dream. The last thing here is e-commerce businesses are real businesses, guys. Are you prepared to communicate with customers directly and negotiate with suppliers via phone and email every day? And I think that this is so often looked over when people start e-commerce businesses. They think, oh, I'm just going to throw up a website, make a sale, ship the product out. That's drop shipping. It's all good. But you don't realize that you do have to communicate with customers via email and phone all the time and close sales. You have to become a salesman. You're going to have to negotiate with suppliers to get lower prices or to get a dropship account or something like that, depending on what version of dropshipping you're doing, what type of e-commerce you're doing. Maybe you're private labeling your product. So if you want to buy a huge bulk amount of some product, you really want to learn how to negotiate with a supplier so you get the lowest price possible. You want to negotiate with a shipping company so you get the lowest price on shipping as well, and freight forwarders. And if you're doing dropshipping, of course, you'll want to negotiate with suppliers to get those great dropship discounts and those dealer packages that are really lucrative. So definitely learn how to sell. I can't stress this enough. If you're going to become an e-commerce professional, you have to learn how to sell. And sales is really simple. It's just persuading somebody to doing something. And there's a sales process called AIDA. It's attention, interest, desire, and action. And that's the process you're going to take every single lead through, is you're going to get their attention first, build their interest, really build that core desire, get to their core desires and build a desire for that product, and then get them to take action, close the sale, ask them for the sale. And there's a lot of different ways you can close a sale by asking them what, you know, color they want, what size they want, what credit card they're going to pay with, that kind of stuff. There's many different types of closes out there. And if you want to learn more about sales, there's some amazing books and audiobooks available for free out there. Just go to YouTube, type in how to sell, or go to, you know, the Kindle store and type in, you know, sales 101 or something like that. I know Zig Ziglar has a really good book. Another really good one is, there's so many of them. Just go to Amazon, type in sales, and you're going to find a ton of them. Can't stress that enough, guys. When you learn how to sell, you'll be able to write sales copy, and selling via the written word is one of the most lucrative positions available, today. Digital marketers make a lot of money because they know copywriting and because they know sales funnels, guys. So just understand that. And that's it. Really hope that if you are a beginner and you're getting started out, that you are willing to make the adjustments to your lifestyle, the sacrifices that you need to learn the new skill sets. You're really willing to be fearless and take the risks, and you're willing to write down that number, to break down your lifestyle to the point where you can achieve that number within a certain amount of time. And you know your dreams, and you are willing to work with customers and suppliers directly. You are willing to get on the phone and close those sales, because it's super important. And if you are already in e-commerce, you're already doing some of this, but maybe you're lacking on certain parts of it, that's fine too. Just understand that and accept it, and be willing to work on it, you know, because we all have things that we're good at. We all have things that we're bad at. So focus on your strengths, find a partner that's really good at what you're not good at and partner with them, or just focus on your strengths and hire employees that can do what you're not good at, whatever it takes. For me, I'm really lucky to have my wife working with me. She does a lot of stuff that I'm not good at, and she does an amazing job at it. Whereas for me, I do a lot of things that she's not good at, you know, and I do an amazing job with it. So it's really, really cool. It's a great partnership. And you know, working with as a married couple definitely can be stressful at times, but it can also be the most rewarding thing ever, because you get to spend a lot more time with them. So there's so many ways to do this. I'm really excited to hear your feedback. Please go to the website, and if you want to get if you want to read information, you can go check out the blog, or you can check out my courses, and check out my YouTube channel as well. And if you want to stay up to date with me and what I'm doing in my travels, just go to instagram.com/nomadictrev. That's my personal account. And you can also check out nomadictrev.com. That's my new blog for my nomad travels. And it's going to be pretty cool. I got a lot of good stuff coming, so I'm excited. And you can learn more about living overseas and life on the road. It's a pretty exciting lifestyle. Hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Definitely leave a review on the iTunes store if you're listening there, or wherever else you are listening. Take care, and we'll talk to you next time.